26, the prayer process. Prayer changes everything. It is impossible to get close to Jesus and stay close to Him without developing an intimate daily conversation with Him. This conversation has two main parts, scheduled prayer and spontaneous prayer. Each day, we need a time that is set aside exclusively for prayer. This focused time of prayer each day, when we step away from the world to speak with God, is indispensable. We simply cannot grow spiritually without a consistent and persistent effort to pray. The Christian life is simply not sustainable without it. There are two problems that prevent us from developing this habit of daily prayer. The first is that most Christians have never been taught how to pray. The second is that when people do make a sincere effort to pray, they don't know where to start or finish or what to do. So they tend to sit down and just see what happens. Of course, most of the time when you sit down in prayer and just see what happens, nothing happens. This becomes very discouraging, and as a result, most people stop praying. The prayer process was developed to give people a format for their daily prayer experience. It has a starting point and an ending point. It is a simple way to focus our prayer time. When we become distracted, and distraction is an inevitable part of prayer, we have a place to return to rather than allowing our distraction to end our prayer. More than anything else, the prayer process is designed to facilitate an intimate conversation with God about not only the things that are happening in your life, but also the things that are happening deep in your heart and soul, and to discern God's will for our lives. Prayer is not the place for trivial conversation that avoids all the real issues. It is the place to get into everything that brings us high and low, to explore our hopes and dreams, our fears and concerns, our light and our dark sides, and our deepest desires. Prayer is not the place to hold back. Perhaps what I like most about the prayer process is that it grows as we grow. It can be used as a starting point for beginners, those first trying to forge the habit of prayer in their lives, but it can also be used by those most advanced in their spiritual life. Its structure is such that it celebrates where you are in the journey. The prayer process. 1. Gratitude. Begin by thanking God in a personal dialogue for whatever you are most grateful for today. 2. Awareness. Revisit the times in the past 24 hours when you were and were not the best version of yourself. Talk to God about these situations and what you learned from them. 3. Significant moments. Identify something you experienced today and explore what God might be trying to say to you through that event or person. 4. Peace. Ask God to forgive you for any wrong you have committed against yourself, another person, or Him, and to fill you with a deep and abiding peace. 5. Freedom. Speak with God about how He is inviting you to change your life so that you can experience the freedom to be the best version of yourself. 6. Others. Lift up to God anyone you feel called to pray for today, asking God to bless and guide them. 7. Finish by praying the Our Father. Nothing compares to establishing the habit of regular prayer in our lives. It is one of life's quintessential experiences. What would your life be like if you prayed using the prayer process every day for a month? Would you have more joy? Would you be better at making decisions? Would you be clearer about what matters most and what matters least? Would you be better at saying no? The habit of daily prayer will transform you in unimaginable ways, and you will wonder how you ever lived without it. We can survive without prayer, but we cannot thrive without it. Are you thriving or just surviving? Point to ponder. God yearns to spend time with you each day in prayer. Verse to live. In the morning, while it is still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Question to consider. Are you making spiritual progress? Prayer. Jesus, fill me with the grace to set aside a few minutes each day to spend just chatting with you.